May is truly the kickoff to summertime events and festivals in Sacramento. A couple of outdoor concert series are about to start taking place. There are free community festivals, and the weather makes this one of the best times just to stroll through your neighborhood enjoying galleries and art walks. It's also a great time to consider checking out your community's hidden gems, and Sacramento is full of them. Places that aren't necessarily considered art destinations, but they still provide our community with rich cultural experiences. Veronica Rodriguez joins us each month for our Arts Talk segment here on Insight to highlight some of the events happening in the region for the month, and she joins us for May. Veronica, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Okay, so I want to start off with your idea of hidden gems in Sacramento's art scene. What are you talking about?
Well, actually, some of our hidden gems are actually the biggest institutions we have in our region, our colleges and our universities. They offer so many experiences that you just don't think of as an afternoon activity or a weekend adventure. So we're going to explore our region a little bit, and we're going to start off across the causeway at UC Davis.
Wonderful. Okay, so what's going on there?
So UC Davis, you know, you kind of think of it as health, it's research, it's agriculture, but it is chock full of arts and cultural experiences. They're everywhere, including over a dozen cultural centers, museums, and of course, unique agriculture experiences in the botanicals and sciences. It's something that only Home of the Aggies can do, right? They collect and blend the arts and sciences beautifully. I really want to highlight the Manetti Schrem Museum of Art. I remember when it opened in 2016 and just thinking, whoa, this is breathtaking.
I actually covered the opening.
Yes, it was amazing, right? And so what I've been seeing about it again is, wow, of course, this was named one of the top 25 best museum buildings built in the past 100 years internationally. So it's one of the only just four museums in the United States, and it's the only public university that's on that list. And part of that is because of that signature 50,000 square foot grand canopy of perforated aluminum triangular beams, and that all drew inspiration from the land around it, right? Of all the farmlands and the rows and rows and crops. So this museum is really a space for classrooms and workshops. It has state-of-the-art facilities. It brings in international artists, as well as giving artists their debut shows in a museum. So it's a little bit of everything. And now what they have as well is this weekend, they're launching their first art workshops. It's going to be every Saturday and Sunday starting this weekend through June 22nd. It's 1 to 4 p.m. It is in their art studio, but it's a way that anybody at all ages, all skill levels can come and enjoy.
Oh, wonderful. So not just take in art, but you can actually make art.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of it, right? It's a community space. So you can drop in, explore the activities that they have that are connected directly to the current exhibit.
Wonderful. And parking is free on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So that definitely is a bonus. So UC Davis, not the only college or university in town. Where else should people go?
You know, if you're in that Placer County, check out Sierra College. I love Sierra College. For over 50 years, they've had the Natural History Museum, and that has just such a unique experience. It's condensed Fields Museum, I like to say, right? It has the taxidermy. It has the polar bear that's life-size that everybody could walk up to and compare yourself to. But it also has skeletal structures hanging from the ceiling. It has dozens of glass cases filled with shark teeth and insects and just a little bit of everything. It's a great place to take kids to learn about, you know, the surrounding nature here in the Placer community.
Yeah, and how where we live used to look a lot differently, mm-hmm. depending on the era, especially when you're talking about archaeology. So this weekend they have an event going on, right?
Yes, they have the Dino Days. So that is an event. It's a ticketed event, very low cost, $5 to $10, and affordable, but they have classes, they have workshops. You could tour around the museum. They have talks, just a great activity to take the family out to.
Yeah, we can't leave Sac State out. I mean, we're broadcasting on campus. I love walking around campus. You have all of the trees. You're right by the river. It's a great excuse to just get outside. I usually do that after the show just to decompress a little bit. Where do you recommend people head?
So Sac State is a park-like campus, right? They have over 30 murals and public art sculptures and thousands of trees, sprawling lawns. So it's a beautiful walking tour, right? It's super accessible. I recommend, you know, you start off on the J Street entrance, and right there, Sac State is a loop. So you can walk around the entire campus. You can see public artwork, take photos, right?
There's a good amount of murals on campus. A
lot of murals. And a lot of these murals are done by faculty and staff and students, and they've brought in community groups. You may have seen the Sacramento mural that is made. It's a collective of artists. So that's always a fan favorite for photos, right?
This also is the time when live music really starts to kick off, especially free concerts. We have concerts in the park. It kicks off this Friday at Cesar Chavez Park in downtown Sacramento. That's not the only one. There's Pops in the Park in East Sacramento through the month of June. What other outdoor festivals, live music can people take advantage of and enjoy this summer?
Oh, there's lots. So May, again, it really kicks off, right? We are just talking about it. It is popping off this month. So grab your pen, grab some notes. So since today is Big Day of Giving, as you guys have mentioned, we want some free activities now, right? We've donated all of our extra money. So here's some free activities. This Saturday, the Shingle Springs Band of Miwok Indian Exhibits and Collections Department will be at the Sacramento History Museum in Old Sac. They have a market featuring California Indian demonstrations, cultural artists with different traditional workshops, and of course, lots of activities. This is lots to learn, and it's free.
This Saturday.
And this weekend on Friday and Saturday is actually the 9th annual Sacramento Asian Pacific Film Festival. It's held at the Sophia. So that is a really affordable experience. Tickets are $10 per show or $30 for the full Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, that's a great deal. You think about what a movie ticket goes for.
Exactly. And there's four shows plus discussions as well. So that's a really affordable Friday and Saturday activity. And Sunday, it's the Crocker Art Museum. They're hosting Descubra or Discover. It's a free family festival inspired by the Kaleidoscope De La Torre Brothers Retro Perspective. This is a showcase. It's demonstrating all the extraordinary talents of the Latino community. And it's also in partnership with the National Museum of the American Latinos. So they brought this exhibit together, and now they're celebrating the Hispanic community right here in Sacramento in partnership with this National Museum and just showcasing what we have to offer to this world.
What if someone's thinking, oh man, I'm going out of town this weekend. What am I going to do for the rest of the month?
Don't worry, there's plenty still. So save the date. There's a couple key festivals that really bring the world right here to Sacramento. On Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 24th, it's International Kids Festival at William Land Park, and it's a full day of multicultural celebrations, showcases, dancing, music, performances, rides, a lot of outreach booths. So it's one of the biggest festivals we have. It's going on 21 years, and it's a full day celebration. And at the end of the month, we have the Sacramento Book Festival. That's welcoming all genre lovers, right? And they have author booths, bookstores, local writing organizations will be there. And they're going to host readings and writing panels. And they're also collecting books for the Mustard Seed School. So if you could donate, donate.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, there's just so much to do. In addition, of course, to First Friday, Second Saturday, you can definitely get outside, take advantage of the weather. And all of this is really possible because of relationships within the local arts community. In the last minute or so that we have, you're really tapped in and embedded. What are some updates from the arts and culture scene in not only Sacramento, but even surrounding areas?
Well, what's great is that each city is really connecting on making sure that their arts are recognized. So the city of Sacramento has launched an interactive public arts map for the city, which includes over 250 paintings and sculptures, which is a large body of work. And that goes in conjunction. Like, we also have Elk Grove has an interactive map. Sac State has an interactive map. So as you're walking around, you can go check out all the pieces with their map. So we're creating bodies of work and collecting them and making them more accessible for people to see who the artist was, why they did it, what their inspiration was, and where it's located.
And then, of course, First Friday is literally this Friday.
It's tomorrow.
And then Second Saturday is the following weekend on Mother's Day weekend.
It is Mother's Day weekend. So what a perfect way to go.
Get a gift.
I know. To get a gift, to celebrate, just to take mom out, to have a nice day out. It's this month is really giving opportunities to artists to be creative, inspire. There's a lot of big art shows going on for the Second Saturday Art Walk. And of course, you know, if you want to get away from the crowds because you've been to so many festivals, go through throughout the week. The galleries are open throughout the week. Art studios are open for appointments, and that's a great way to connect with the piece you want to take home.
As always, Veronica, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
You are a great resource.
Thank you.
That is arts advocate Veronica Rodriguez, highlighting some events you can enjoy all this month in May. We do have a list of the events that Veronica laid out. There were a lot, and so they are on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.